So let's review. The Gemara presents an alternate version of what Shmuel said. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel. Mutar lishan mekilas chasan besukah lefi she'en lo gag, af pi shegevaya asara. A person may sleep under a bridal canopy in the sukkah, even if it's 10 tefachim tall, because its roof is less than a tefach wide. They challenge him from a braisa that says, Hayashan bekila besukah lo yotzi dechevasai. Someone who sleeps under a kila canopy in the sukkah did not fulfill his obligation. The Gemara answers that the braisa is talking about a canopy that has a roof of at least a tefach. The Gemara then challenges Shmuel from another braisa that says a person may sleep under a sheet spread over naklitin, a two-post bed, as long as the posts are less than 10 tefachim above the surface of the bed, which infers that if they're 10 tefachim high, it's invalid even if the roof was not a tefach wide. The Gemara answers that since naklitin are permanently fixed, it's usur even if it's 10 tefachim high, even when ein lo gag tefach. And it's different than Shmuel's ruling of Kilas Chasanim. The Gemara then asks that if naklitin are permanent, they should be treated like kinoifes, and even less than 10 tefachim should be invalid. The Gemara resolves this and says that when compared to kinoifes, the naklitin are considered not permanent, but when compared to a kila, the naklitin are more permanent. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Rav Huna, who disagrees with the above, and says, Mutar lishan mekila, af pi shesh lagag, af pi shegevaya asara. A person may sleep under a kila, even if it has a tefach wide roof, and even if it's 10 tefachim tall. He follows the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who says later in the Mishnah, we would commonly sleep under a bed in the sukkah before the elders, and they did not protest because a temporary structure like the bed or canopy cannot nullify the more fixed shelter of the actual sukkah. Zok the Mishnah. Hidlo allow esagefen vesadlas vesakisus vesichach agaba psula. If someone lifted a grapevine, a gourd vine, or ivy onto the sukkah and then added valid schach to it, it's still invalid. Rashi explains, she'em esachin b'mechuber, da'om amar, ba'aspachom migarn chom yukvecha, b'psoilas garin v'yakav akasam adaber. We cannot use schach that's attached to the ground, because the Torah tells us to use the refuse of the harvest. However, v'em ho yisichach harbimhen oishakatsan k'shera. If there was more valid schach than invalid schach, the sukkah is kosher, because mevatlim b'roiv, the majority schach kosher nullifies the minority schach pasul. Also, if he cut and detached the vines from the ground, the sukkah is kosher. However, this is dependent on a machlikas Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rav, merely detaching the vines from the ground while they are on top of the sukkah is sufficient to make the sukkah kosher. According to Shmuel, v'tzorch l'nanea, after the vines are detached, each one must be lifted up and replaced. The reason for this is because we learn from the pasuk Chagas Sukkos Taslach. Tasa v'loy min asa, you shall make it and not use something which is already made. The sukkah must be made initially in a way that it's kosher, valid to fulfill the mitzvah. If it was made pasul in an invalid way and then fixed, it remains pasul. The sukkah can only become kosher with a new asiyah, a new act of making the sukkah, in this case, a new placement of the schach. However, Rav holds, kititzasan zuhi asiyasan. The act of cutting and detaching the vines is the new asiyah by which he's making the sukkah now. It is therefore not considered tasa v'levin asiyah, and you don't have to lift it up and place it down. We find a similar situation with tying tzitzis. Ram Chasida once tied tzitzis in the following manner. Tlo'an v'le pasig roshe chutin shalem. He took one long string and doubled it over a few times until there were 8 strings hanging off the corners, but they were still attached at the ends. He then tied the knots and wound the strings without snipping the ends of the strings first. Pchiba Ashi told him in the name of Rav, Mifsikan v'hen k'sherin. He could just snip the ends now and the tzitzis would be valid because Rav holds, Pesikasan zui asiyasan. Cutting the ends is making the tzitzis. However, Shmuel said, Pesulin le'aylam, they are forever invalid, because Shmuel holds, Lo yamrin pesikasan zui asiyasan. Therefore, these tzitzis are possible because of tasa v'levin asi. Of course, you can undo them and completely retie them. The Gemara next has a lengthy discussion of tasa v'levin asi as it relates to lulav, which William Yetzer should review in its original place on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah continues, Zeh haklal, kol shu mekabel tuma ve'en gedulim min ha'aretz, ein mesachin bo'y. The general rule is that whatever can become tame or does not grow from the ground cannot be used for schach. Only that which cannot become tame and grows from the ground can be used for schach. The Gemara asks, from where do we know this? Amar Shlakish Amakra, the aid Yalam in the arts. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva as to the reason for the mitzvah of Sukkos. After the Torah writes about the mitzvah of Sukkos, Basukkos Teshuv Shivas Yamim Kol Ezach Bisol Yeshu Basukkos, then the pasuk says, L'ma'an Yedu Darisechem Ki Basukkos Yeshavtis Bnei Yisrael B'Yitziyos Samaritz Mitzrayim. In order that your generations will know that I caused Bnei Yisrael to live in Sukkos when I took them out of Mitzrayim. According to Rabbi Lezer, this is referring to the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory that surrounded Bnei Yisrael as they wandered in the Midbar. Rabbi Kiva, however, holds that Sukkos Mamash Aslehem, the pasuk is referring to actual booths which they made in the Midbar. Therefore, Shlakish says, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Sukkah is to remind us of the Anani HaKavod, it must be similar to the clouds. Ma'id davar she'in mekabel tuma v'gedulim in the aretz, av Sukkah davar she'in mekabel tuma v'gedulim in the aretz. However, says the Gemara, this reason is good only according to Rabbi Lezer, but would not be an adequate source according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Sukkah is to remind us of the actual Sukkahs. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan cites the pasuk, Chag HaSukkahs Taslach, you shall make for yourselves the holiday of Sukkahs. Makish Sukkah l'chagiga, ma'chagiga davar she'in mekabel tuma v'gedulim in the aretz, Av Sukkah davar she'in mekabel tuma v'gedulim in the aretz. Just like this carbon cannot become tummy, because live animals cannot become tummy, and as Rashi says, Rabbi Yechanan considers animals geduli karka, something that grows from the ground because they receive their nourishment from the ground. So too, the schach must be from something that cannot become tummy and comes from the ground. However, the Gemara rejects this as well, because ima chagiga balechayim, av Sukkah nami balechayim. The chagiga is a living thing and we cannot make schach from living things. The final accepted reason is on the next daf.